You guys ready? Okay. Very excited about this year's draft class. We were able to add a lot of very talented football players, I think, in this third day. We did a little bit of movement on this day as well. But first and foremost, I have to thank all our scouts, our directors, our coaches for the effort that they put into this. And I know we're going to add and improve our football team coming out of this weekend. For your information, we'll have our very excited about this UFA class or this college free agent class. We're trying to finalize that right now, but very excited about some of the names that we were able to get in college free agency. So I'll just start running down the line here. Our first fourth round pick, TJ Clemmings. You know, everybody's questioning about, you know, the injury part. We found out about it at the combine. We did a lot of calling on him and double checking and triple checking today. We feel that it was an old injury that was there. It was discovered at the combine. He did not miss any practices during the year at Pitt. He did not miss any practices down at the Senior Bowl. He worked out at the combine. We had our offensive line coaches at Pitt, and he worked out there at Pitt as well. So we're very excited that we were able to get a guy of that caliber, of that talent, where we were able to get him in the fourth round. He's a, as you know, a converted defensive lineman. He's been playing offensive line the last 2 years. When you look at the junior tape on him and the jump that he made from his junior to his senior year, it's pretty remarkable for how quickly he picked that up. We went down to the Senior Bowl. Probably not as great a week as he probably anticipated. Moved him over to the left side a little bit. He's basically been on the right side. But we're very excited to get an opportunity to work with him. He has the athletic skill set to play both sides. And I know our coaches, offensive coaches and our offensive line coaches were very excited to get an opportunity to work with this kid just because of the tremendous upside that he has. In our fifth round, we went to Mr. Pruitt from Southern Illinois, my alma mater. So even though he didn't know I was from there, but that's fine. He's a very athletic H-back type fullback. They put him out in a slot. He played some on the line of scrimmage as a tight end. I know when we talked about him, he ran very fast at the combine. He showed up at the All-Star game. He has a lot of the unique traits that we're looking for, and especially in Norris Turner's offense, being able to do multiple things. He has very good hands. He's aggressive as a blocker. And Norv, as we sat there and talked about him through the draft meetings, felt we can do a lot of different things with him and play him at a lot of different positions. Our second fifth-round choice was Stephon Diggs from Maryland, another extremely talented athlete. I know I was at a game his freshman year when they played Virginia. Saw him as a kickoff returner. He has done some punt returns in the past. Very gifted athlete with a ball in his hands. He was the guy when we got there to that point that he can do so many things. He's played outside. He's played in a slot. He's done some return stuff. Probably had a little bit of a year that was down for him and his standards. But the multiple things that he can do, and again, anytime we see an athlete and ability to develop these guys, we felt he fit right in that mold. Going to the sixth round, Tyrus Thompson from Oklahoma. Hank Fraley went down and worked out all the Oklahoma kids. He was a left tackle at Oklahoma. We're projecting him to potentially be a swing tackle or also move inside to guard. Another guy that has great length, great slot, great size, very mature kid. As you guys know, he's married with two children. We can project him inside as a guard as well. When Hank came back from the visit and we went through our meetings, extremely sharp and felt that he can play multiple positions for us. In the sixth round, the second one was B.J. Du Bois. He was another guy that's a multi-position player. He can play end. When you watch him inside, he can rush the passer as an inside Nick guy, as a three technique. We had him here on a top 30 visit. He pulled at the combine, I believe, on his second 40, so he was unable to really work out the rest of that. So that's why we brought him in to sit down and get to know him a little bit. I was at the Florida State game, and he really stuck out that night that I was down there. But he has good tape all around. And another guy that has a lot of position flexibility that can play base end or slide inside as an inside nickel rusher. In the seventh round, we went with Austin Shepard. There's another multi-position guy, played right tackle at Alabama, can slide inside. We'll probably start him out at guard once our coaches get their hands on him. Played some guard at the Senior Bowl as well. Very tough, physical, aggressive kid. Comes from a big-time program. A kid that's well-coached and felt we got great value where he was at in the seventh round. And then our last guy in the seventh round was Edmund Robinson, a linebacker out of Newberry, another very talented athlete that's a little raw. Adam Zimmer worked him out after the South Carolina Pro Day. He went over to Newberry to work this kid out. He's played outside. You don't see him a lot in the film at a stacked position, but he has great length. He has great speed and range. He's going to be another guy that has a lot of athletic tools to work with, but it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve. But you can't teach his length, you can't teach his speed, and you can't teach his athletic ability. So we'll look at him at a guy that can play maybe multiple positions at the linebacker spot, maybe do some pass rush off the edge. But we're very excited from his standpoint, from the athletic skill set. He has a lot of tools to work with, and he'll definitely, we're going to look at him and see how quickly that he comes along. So we really try to hone in. I knew coming out of the draft last night that we were going to really hone in on the offensive side of the ball. There was a lot of depth we felt on the offensive side, and we really kind of honed in there early with our early picks in the third day. And then as we got down through there, we just started going and looking at our board and taking best player available. And then we're going to have a couple guy free agents I think are going to have a legitimate chance, and we'll get that list to you as soon as we can. Questions?
I know typically people are their own worst critic. How would you assess just the way your draft unfolded this weekend?
We thought it unfolded well for us. There were a lot of guys there that we didn't anticipate that came into our lap. When we had an opportunity, especially to trade down, I don't think we traded up at all to accumulate more picks. We were able to do that. And we're trying to get as many guys to create as much competition as we can on this roster. With the current guys on our roster, with some of the guys that we're able to sign, in free agency, and I know we didn't spend a lot of money in free agency, but those guys have some value. And now adding this along with our college free agent class, we feel we're going to have a very competitive 90-man roster.
Talk about, Rick, beefing up the offensive line the way you did today. I mean, you lost two offensive linemen, Charlie Johnson and Vlad Dukakis. Didn't get one in free agency other than Babs. And then you got all these guys today. Is that because you knew the draft was going to be pretty deep with offensive linemen?
Looking at our board, there was some good offensive linemen that were going to be sitting there. And I think when we took T.J. Clemens, you've seen a run on offensive linemen right away. And then for the rest of that fourth round, all those big guys started coming off the board. And we were fortunate enough that T.J. kind of started it, and he fell down to us. So we felt the best guy there. When we felt, to be honest with you, we had him graded a lot higher than when we were able to draft him. But it's, there was a lot of good offensive linemen, especially in the third day today, and I think we were able to add a lot of value for those guys that we brought in.
Were you looking for tackles specifically or more?
We were looking at multi-position guys. I think TJ is going to be a potential left or right tackle. I think the other guys that we drafted can play tackle, but we can also swing inside the guard as well.
How long does that process take to slide a guy in?
I'm sorry?
How long does that process take to slide a guy in?
Our coaches get a pretty good feel for that when they're out there working these guys out, and I can't emphasize enough how important it is for our coaches to get out there and work with these guys, and they can come back and give you their honest assessment of where he is and what he can potentially be. And that all depends on each kid individually. Once we get him in here, and we'll get into our rookie mini camp next weekend, we'll start to get a feel for him. And we should have a pretty good feel, hopefully, by the end of our final mandatory mini camp, you know, whether this guy can or can't. But, again, especially up front with the offense and defensive linemen, you're not really going to get a true indication until you get those pads on when we get down to Mankato. And I think it's going to be, I mentioned it last night, a great opportunity to have that fifth preseason game this year because these guys are going to get a lot of extra reps and we're going to get a lot of chances to evaluate these guys.
Is there any thought that Clemmings might need to have cleanup on that injury or anything along those?
No. You know, it's there. I think everybody, you know, what the media has reported is that's why he fell. You know, we beat up Eric Sugarman pretty good today. I said, Shooks, I know what you're telling me, but this guy hasn't missed any time. And he hasn't, and he's played with it. And I don't know. This is not a new injury. I think it's something that he had, and it was just discovered at the combine. So we'll bring him in and let him start and compete. And I talked, you know, we talked on the phone, and the kids said he felt great, and we'll just take it from there.
Is that something that could deteriorate, you know, over the years, or how do you view that?
Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and talk doctor with you. I know we've, you know, discussed a lot of things on it, but we feel, you know, if he's able to play with it and he has played with it, that he should be good to go.
So if he doesn't have that foot injury, is he still looked at in that first, second round range probably?
You'd have to ask other teams that. We thought he was a very good football player.
Great. Does the fact that you waited to address the guard, does that say anything about how you guys feel about David Yanke and the progress he's made?
Not at all. All we're doing is we're very excited about how David came back, and I think we're going to have great competition up front on that offensive line. We have a lot of guys. We added some guys at the end of the season. You know, we had some guys from last year that we're excited about that were on our practice squad or didn't play. So the best thing you can do is continue to add players at every position, and the best guys are going to come out and surface at the top. I mean, you're never going to not take players to create competition at a spot. And I thought today when we really went hard on the offensive line that we are definitely going to create a lot of competition. It's going to put a sense of urgency, and we'll find out who fits best for the Minnesota Vikings.
Is Lyle Collins somebody that you would consider in free agency?
You know, Lyle Collins is a very talented football player, and I know the situation that came up, but, you know, until we get further information, I'm not going to comment on him.
You had a lot of opportunity to add some safeties in the draft, and you didn't. Do you feel comfortable with the safety position opposite Harrison Smith?
I'll let you know when free agency comes out, when our college free agency comes out.
You guys drafted a couple of those athletic raw players who might
take
a couple.
The one thing I can tell you, though, is definitely Exum from last year, who made the conversion from corner to safety. We're very excited also about the progress that he has made. Along with Blanton and Sendejo, I think we know what those guys are and those guys. But, you know, Exum is a guy that we're definitely going to be keeping a close eye on and see how well he comes along from where he was last year. But very talented athlete.
You guys drafted a couple of those raw athletic players who might take a couple years to develop. What goes into picking players like that?
I think when you get down, especially into the third day, that if they have the tools that these coaches can work with, they don't have to come in and be immediate impact players right away. Some of these guys may not make our roster, but be great practice squad guys, guys that we have time to develop. As long as they have the traits and the athletic skill set that can play at this level and may not be totally polished yet to where they're going to be, and they have upside, I'll take those guys every day of the week and let our coaches, and that's how much belief I have in this coaching staff on developing guys.
That does play, like, into a lot of the trust that you have with the coaching staff and their ability to develop players.
Oh, yeah, and our coaches have a lot of say in that, too. As we go back and forth in the meetings, hey, I'd love to work with this kid. He may not be ready this year, but this guy has tremendous upside, and we're going to work like heck to try to get him to be the best player we can.
Except that running back, you didn't take one. What was the thinking on not taking a running back?
Yeah, just how the board fell. And, you know, we didn't want to force any issues, but also we tried to address as many needs as we could on this third day. That's why I love to have as many picks as we I think we got to 10, didn't we, today? So, again, creating as much competition, and when you get all those picks, whatever guys can come out and service, if you hit two on two or three of those guys, you've done pretty well. Yeah, there were a few guys. I'll let you know if they make it.
And there was, you know, an obvious trend of the guys you took. They're all high character guys, as you like to say. Can you talk about why that's so important for you guys?
You know, when Coach Zimmer came in here, we really wanted to emphasize that. And, you know, smart, tough, compassionate, but very high character guys. Because I think when you have high quality, high character players, those are the guys eventually that you're going to win ball games with. I don't know if Coach Zimmer ever gets excited. You know, but I know he is very happy we're able to get the defensive guys. I know our coaches right now are glad probably this process is over, and they're very excited about next weekend and getting an opportunity to start working with these guys.
Do you feel in the past 2 years you've been able to bring in the kind of the talents that Zimmer wants for his defense to fit his scheme?
When we do personnel, we're doing it to fit the schemes and what this coaching staff wants. I mean, and I've said this in the past, I can tell you and our scouts can tell you and our what this guy is and isn't, but we have to get some direction from the coaching staff also. Yes, he can, or no, he can't fit in what we're going to ask them to do in our scheme. And I think the communication between the coaches and the personnel department, you don't have a chance to have success unless you're both on the same page.
You mentioned Pruitt at fullback. Are there thoughts of having him compete with Zach Line for the starting job?
Well, he can play multiple positions. And I know I've read and I've heard some things on Clay from down at Miami. He did a lot of multiple things for them, and I know he played very well against us down in Miami when we were down there this year. But Norv felt that to get a athlete of that caliber that can do multiple positions can give you that much more of a weapon on the offense. So Norv can say, well, I can use him sometimes in a slot to try to create a mismatch. We can use him as a potential, like we use Red Ellison. Use him in a lot of different places to try to utilize his speed and his athletic ability and his ability to catch the ball to create mismatches.
Rick, you look at Joe Berger. How do you look at Joe Berger? And just kind of, I mean, he's been a versatile piece for you for a few years. That if maybe he slides into that starting spot, is that why you're looking for versatility with some of these guys?
Yeah, and Joe, since he's been here, has been very valuable for us because he can play center, he can play guard. He stepped in and played extremely well for us last year. He was one of the priorities that we definitely wanted to sign back because of his versatility, because of his experience, and we're going to have a very young group of guys coming up behind him. But, you know, the one guy that we really wanted to target to keep on our roster from our own UFAs was Joe Berger.
Just overall with this class, how do you feel about it compared to some of your other classes?
I'll let you know. I mean, as soon as we get him on, let me at least see him run around. I think the one thing that really sticks out about these guys is I know we've got some pretty good athletes, and that's been a point of emphasis, fitting the scheme, fitting the traits. But I know if we're able to get the best athletes at their positions as possible, then they have a chance to develop if they're willing to step up and do it.
Strategies like really long term. Are there any? Do you feel you're in a position to win now with the players that you have slated to start?
Right now, we're focused on getting through this rookie mini camp, getting through the OTAs. I think we're very excited just to see where we're at as a football team once we get going. And I know Coach Zimmer will address that next week when he talks to you guys, but. Until you get all these guys together and you start seeing a competition, until you see some of our guys from last year and what how much they've progressed and where they're at, I'm anxious to see a lot of the guys from last year that maybe have got redshirted or didn't play as much, and we haven't had them on the field yet. But from all indications that we've seen so far through phase one of the OTAs, we're very excited about even some of the draft class from last year.
Time for two more.
This is a
was your second year drafting for Zimmer and Norv Turner's scheme. Did you feel more comfortable at all, just knowing the kind of guys they wanted you to bring in?
It was good last year. It was great this year because we've been through the process one time around. I've got to see I've been able to see these coaches coach. I've been able to hear what they're teaching. I understand even more, and I think our scouts understand even more what they're looking for. And, you know, to go through the tape and to hear the traits last year, but then to actually go through it one full year, to go through a whole full season, to listen to them evaluate our team as we go through it, it made that picture even that much clearer.
Last one. Is there any consideration for a young developmental quarterback at any point in the draft? Or?
We'll see. College free agency. Very good. Thank you.